Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How was your Monday? I sure hope it was a good one. Did any of you try saying a quick prayer today? Either because something good happened or you felt like you needed to remember that God was with you? If you did, that's great. But also, don't worry if it didn't happen or you didn't think of it in the moment. Remember, we're all learning and growing together, and sometimes learning to do something new takes time. If you can think back over your day and identify a moment when you could have said a quick prayer, that'll make noticing them easier in the future. Well, I was reminded of another way to think about prayer and God's presence when I stopped into the coffee shop at the bookstore this afternoon. My friend Bobby the barista was working today, and he said he really enjoyed this morning's podcast. It got him thinking about how he works prayer into his day. One of his favorite Bible passages is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, which says, "Rejoice always, pray continually." Bobby said he's been thinking about what it means to pray continually. Obviously, we can't focus on anything else if we're constantly talking to God out loud, but he learned about someone who found a different way to do it back in the 1600s. The person's name was Brother Lawrence, and he realized that he could pray while washing dishes. And not only that, he came to see over time that he didn't need to always be talking out loud or in his head to God. Washing the dishes could be a way of praying. By doing it well, doing it as an act of love and service for the people he lived with, and holding in his mind that God was there with him even at the kitchen sink, that made it prayer. So now for Bobby, as he makes coffee and tea and hot chocolate for people throughout the day, he's come to see this as a way of praying continually. He can focus on what he's doing, but also give thanks for the people he's serving and for the opportunity God's given him to show them love. I wonder if there's anything you do during a typical day that you could turn into a moment of prayer, like brushing your teeth or folding your clothes on laundry day, setting the table for dinner, or, like Brother Lawrence, helping out with washing dishes. These are examples of ordinary moments that you can use to remember that God is with you and that you can pray continually, not just when something big or something bad happens. Try thinking of a few examples in your routine and then share them with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Because God really is with us everywhere, we can turn almost anything into prayer by remembering God's presence and thinking of what we're doing as a way to love God, others, and ourselves. In fact, do you remember the name John Wesley? We talked about him last week because we were studying one of his famous prayers. Well, he wrote that we can turn our whole lives into prayer, even sleeping, when we remember that God is with us. So, let's say one more prayer out loud, like we always do to end our podcast. But then I wonder if we might try seeing our sleep tonight as a way of continuing to pray. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, you are always with us, so we can turn anything we do into prayer. When we learn and play, eat and clean up, or give our body the rest it needs, we can do all of this remembering you're here and thanking you for your love. Help us practice noticing your presence tomorrow. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.